Unit 19. Origins. Piano keys.
Why is it that a modern piano keyboard has a mixture of long white keys and shorter, higher black keys? Why not just have a single row of white keys? To answer that question, let's look at the origin of the modern keyboard. The modern piano is based on the ancient Greek water organ, the hydraulis. This organ featured a number of keys that could be pushed to create different sounds. The keys were usually organized into groups of seven, forming a scale of notes. However, musical composers soon realized the need to introduce special keys to go beyond the limitations of the seven normal ones. Eventually, for every seven normal keys, five extra ones were added. But with so many keys on the organ, it became too confusing to play. Even moves to make the special keys black and set them apart did not really help. Then, around 1400, a significant change occurred as composers realized that the special black keys could be grouped into twos and threes to create a clear pattern on the keyboard. This pattern made it much easier to see which key corresponded to each note. In addition, they decided to change the size and position of the black keys. Since the white keys, which are struck more often, must be accessible to all the musician's fingers, it was decided that the black keys should be set higher and made shorter. These developments greatly improved the keyboard design. No device except the glove fits the human hand so perfectly. It is why the design is still used today in modern pianos.
Further reading. Known as the king of instruments, the piano stands out above all other instruments for a number of reasons. For one, no other instrument can play as many notes as the piano. It plays lower notes than a double bassoon and higher notes than a piccolo. What's more, you can play these notes at the same time. On top of this, the piano is capable of playing soft and loud notes simultaneously. In fact, the original name of the piano, pianoforte, means soft, piano, and loud, forte. This range allows a piano to be played alongside an orchestra and still be heard. Finally, the piano is capable of playing everything from the simplest melody to the most complex symphony piece. When it comes to overall versatility, there is no other instrument quite like the piano. For these reasons, it has remained popular for more than 300 years.